This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT. It is 89.5 FM. And Phil, you have we're going to get to work on the Peltier matter,
right? And we have a message from the Leonard Peltier Support Committee. He is still, of course, at prison in a prison in Florida. He's been in prison for 40 years. There is a website that we're inviting everybody to go to. Who is LeonardPeltier.info? That's all one word. Who is Leonard Peltier, P-E-L-T-I-E-R, all one word, who is LeonardPeltier.info. And if you go to that website, there's a tremendous amount of material and a letter from the lawyers, David Frankel. They are making a renewed attempt to reopen the case. And Phil, if we can remind our listeners that Canada had a very, very dirty role in the jailing of Leonard Peltier.
And the man who behind it is very much ashamed of himself.
Yes, well, yeah, and he's passed away, but to his dying day, Warren Almond, who was once the Solicitor General, he devoted the last years of his life to trying to right the wrong. He signed the extradition order based on perjured, forced testimony that has now been completely discredited. And, of course, the Canadian government has every right to ask the Americans, give him back, because we extradited him to you under false circumstances.
Exactly.
Yes.
And by the way, that would be the moral thing to do, and I would say politically, ethically correct. This could be called win-win. They could say, it was on the perjured testimony of somebody. By the way, the circumstances under which the woman cooperated was just grisly. And I believe she was later killed. And based on that, Canada turned him over. And there's a precedent. Canada also turned over Sitting Bull. The first they pretended they weren't going to, but then they did. And there was a moment there. It's now being lost by all of our historians who know when to lose some piece of information. He was kicked by the Northwest Mounted officer who told him they were going to have to leave. And the guy bragged in his story that he had given him a boot to make sure he got on his horse and left. So almost all these horrible stories get reproduced in new time. It's not as though, look back then, how bad. No, you can look right now. It's that bad. But Leonard Peltier, adding detailed important ones, Robert Redford, a great American actor and liberal, basically a real good guy, he said he contributed money to Bill Clinton to run for president on the promise that Clinton would pardon Peltier. And he did not.
He did make the promise.
He made the promise.
He just didn't do it.
He said, hey, yeah, that's right, I promised. And yes, he pardoned a lot of rather unsavory people, but he didn't, the most savory person, he did not. So, okay, we're going to do more. Give us the address again.
Who is LeonardPeltier.info? And they really want you to get in touch. They are fundraising because they have a lot of legal costs because they are still trying to spring him out of jail. He's 72 years old. He's not in good health. And we would all like him to get out of prison some way other than in a coffin.
Yeah.
And it's that grim. You
know? And who is? Is that the
title? Who is LeonardPeltier.info? Please go to that website, and they will tell you what you can do for them. And for us in Canada, that should be a lot.
Yeah, I want to thank Joan for sending along this material. We will be in touch with the campaign, and we'll keep it alive, but particularly on this side of the border where we have this new thing, they're asking for reconciliation. A step towards reconciliation would be requesting the return of Leonard Peltier, who was surrendered to the Americans on false evidence. That would be a nice, adding to the list of things that need to be corrected. So we will attempt to do that. So this has been the Taylor Report. Pardon my cold. I want to thank Phil Conlon, Classical Underground, Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m., and thank Braden, and he, Ken helped out. And somebody won a trip to Iceland.
His name is Pavel, and good for him.
Yeah. And it's been you can't get a happier story than that. So we'll see you next week.